This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. We're joined by Brandon Weikert, the author of, most recently, Winning Space, How America Remains a Superpower. This concerns all of us and the future of space exploration, but also concerning all of us right now is the pandemic. Not finished. You hear stories, they're real, about a Delta variant and a Delta plus variant. And there are many more letters in the Greek alphabet, I'm assured. So what we're looking at is an unfinished story. More particularly, we're looking at headlines that are alarming because we're just catching up to what was going on all these years by microbiologists and level four labs and level one labs and level two labs. I read from the Daily Mail. Google-funded virus research carried out by Wuhan-linked scientist Peter Daszak for over a decade. New report reveals, amid accusations, big tech has silenced COVID lab leak theory. A very good evening to you, Brandon. This combines two dizzying stories. One, of course, the origins of the virus, unfinished, but at least now we're asking good questions. The other is Google's power to censor, to remove, to challenge, to be self-interested in media, national media. Is there any, to your knowledge, credibility to this report? I'm very careful with headlines that are this large. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for having me, and hello, Gordon. I think that there is something to this story. We know that big tech includes biotech, of which this kind of research would fall under, and there is a huge and growing interest on the part of American biotech firms to do business and conduct research in China. As one Stanford researcher told me in a rather tense conversation on this kind of issue last year, he said, look, if we don't do the kind of research in China that we're doing, we can't do it here in the West. It'll never get done. And so there is an incentive because it's cheaper to do experimental exotic research in the biotech field in China, and their ethical standards, let's face it, are a lot lower. And, you know, if it were ever to get out that these kinds of very experimental, risky experiments were going on in China with the help of Western tech firms, it would make them look very bad, these Western tech firms. So they have an interest in covering up things like the lab leak story. And it's very, very believable that that as form of censorship was going on.
So it's there are two tracks here, Brandon. I just want to make sure. One is Google's authority, ability, willingness to censor a story. The other is this involvement of big tech in microbiology and level four labs that may or may not be linked to the virus. Two separate stories.
But they're merging, though, aren't they? These storylines are merging.
They do. Know, so. They do appear that way. I just wanted to make sure that you see that there's overlap.
I do, and I think that there's a legitimate point here.
Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, I recently saw a story that Chinese researchers actually took the womb of a female mouse and or rat and grafted it onto a male, and that the male then had babies. Now, I might have gotten that wrong, but the question is, why would the Chinese do that? And are those the types of experiments that you referred to, experiments that could not be conducted in the U.S. Yes. because of ethical concerns?
Yes, so basically China is basically trying to build out their capacity to do exotic, what we would consider to be dangerous biotech R&D. They're getting a lot of support from Western investors and biotech firms because, let's face it, they want to be able to do these kinds of research and development projects, but they can't do it here. So they go over there and they send their money over there. The reason China wants to do that is to build out their technology, to use their budding biotech capabilities and to enhance them. China has also created chimeras of monkey-pig hybrids. They are experimenting with a whole host of gene doping capabilities using CRISPR, not just to gene edit diseases out of people who are sick, but to graft desirable genetic traits onto soldiers, for instance, who would then then have enhanced physical and mental martial capabilities. So this is all part of the same program. It's all part of the same movement. And this is all about giving China an enhanced biotech capability that the West doesn't have, not only to conduct cutting edge research in diseases and disease prevention, but more ominously to conduct things like specific genetic attacks or to create sort of genetically enhanced people. And it sounds like science fiction, but unfortunately we are living in a period that is where science fiction is becoming science fact. And the Wuhan lab is but one strand of that story.
Peter Daszak, this is a man who's linked to an organization, a charity called Eco Health Alliance. He was part of the WHO team that was invited into China to investigate the Wuhan lab origins and came out and said that it's extremely unlikely. Peter Daszak, he is the one, his organization is the one who received money from Google.org, the Google charity arm. Google is saying that we had nothing to do with Wuhan. This is an old grant and don't look to us. The puzzle here is Google has a self-interest in investigating to make certain that they didn't get involved in this. Google also knows who Peter Daszak was. It was some time before we learned that he had a compromised relationship, let's put it that way, with Wuhan. So is it your measure that Google knows more than it's telling, that it's keeping its head down and listening to its lawyers?
It's probable that that's what's going on. It's not just Google. You know, there are a bevy of companies like Johnson & Johnson or people affiliated with these companies who in turn end up sitting on the boards of companies like Sinogene or some of these other very experimental Chinese firms doing what we would consider to be exotic research and development into things like disease, you know, gain of function tests, like what they're saying COVID-19 may have been. Things like the chimeras I was speaking about. So it is very possible that – it's probable, I think, that Google is covering its rear end. They may have given money to this gentleman and forgotten about it, and then this kind of – the Eco Alliance, this kind of came up down the line, and now they're covering it up because they don't want to be linked to it. But the truth is going to come out one way or the other, because the lab leak theory has always been more than a theory, and very reputable people have given it credence in the last year. Who otherwise would not give it credence. And I think that should be an indicator of where the investigation is going. There is something to that.
Gordon, we have a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Brandon, it seems like we should be prohibiting American institutions and American researchers from conducting research in China that they're not permitted to do here. What do you think?
I agree, and this applies to the overall tech sector. It isn't just biotech; it's the whole thing: quantum computing, AI. You and I have spoken about this repeatedly. There is a very grave danger to technology sharing with the Chinese communist regime, which is what this is. We do technology transfers; our companies do in hopes of gaining access to the very lucrative Chinese market, and in turn, China's government takes those tech secrets and folds it into their indigenous capabilities and then uses them against us and uses them at the very least to create competitors to those American tech firms. At the worst, they use them as part of a weapons program. That's what we have here. So yes, we need to stop the tech transfers. We need to discourage this from happening. Otherwise, it's going to get worse and it's going to continue to come back to bite us in the rear end.
Your specialty, space. I'm told by a colleague of ours, Rick Fisher, that the three astronauts, taikonauts in space, one of them at least is associated with what you say, weapons in space, weaponizing low.
Absolutely.
That's accurate, and there's nothing that can be done to stop that. Is that correct, Brandon? We have less than 30 seconds. Go ahead.
That is correct, and the only thing we can do is to get our own stuff in orbit before they can and to deter them that way, because China's not going to stop. You're seeing this across the board. They are looking to take us out and become the dominant power, and this is how they're doing it in the tech sector.
Brandon Weikert, the author of Winning Space, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, Newsweek, Gatestone, and The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.